Meet the inactivists, tangling up the climate crisis in culture wars. In May 2020, as the world was convulsed by the coronavirus pandemic and global infections topped 4 million, a strange video began appearing in the feeds of some Facebook users. "Climate alarm is reaching untold levels of exaggeration and hysteria," said an unseen narrator, over a montage of environmental protests and clips of a tearful Greta Thunberg. "There is no doubt about it. Climate change has become a cult," it continued, to the kind of pounding beat you might hear on the soundtrack of a Hollywood blockbuster. "Carbon dioxide emissions have become the wages of sin." The video's reach was relatively small. According to Facebook data, it was viewed somewhere between 15,000 and 20,000 times. But over the following weeks, more videos came, each one experimenting with slightly different scripts and visuals, all focused on the supposed irrationality and hypocrisy of climate campaigners and the hardship they wanted to inflict upon society's most impoverished communities. Those who demand action on climate change continue to fly around in private jets from one virtue-signaling climate conference to the next, stated one, against a backdrop of Leonardo DiCaprio and Prince Harry delivering speeches from lecterns. "Is this fair?" Another video took aim at the idea that countries should be transitioning towards net zero carbon dioxide emissions, calling it an unnecessary and swingeing plan that hits the poor and costs the earth. In total, between May and July, the advertiser spent less than £3,000 disseminating 10 videos. Collectively, they were viewed more than 500,000 times. At one stage, users hovering over the logo of that advertiser, a UK organisation called the Global Warming Policy Forum, or GWPF, were informed by Facebook that it was a science site. The GWPF is not a science website. It is the campaigning arm of a well-funded foundation accused by opponents of being one of Britain's bigger sources of climate science denial. The videos being tested by the GWPF in the spring and summer of 2020 were part of a strategic pivot away from explicit climate crisis denialism and towards something subtler, a move being pursued by similar campaigners across the world. Welcome to a new age of what the atmospheric scientist and environmental author Michael E. Mann has labelled climate inactivism, an epic struggle to convince you not so much to doubt the reality of climate crisis, but rather to dampen your enthusiasm for any attempts at dealing with it.